Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Hello, we are Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council, 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I am Eric Klaser, past Grand Knight, and today I am here with...
Deputy Grand Knight, Al Grassley.
Junior Knight, Danny Gallagher.
And the Chancellor and Lecturer of 7612, Rich Perron.
Before we dive into April events, here are a few March reminders. Lenten dinners have kicked off. We started on February 16th and we're running every Friday through March 22nd. Meals include dinner platters, crab cakes, shrimp cakes, that's the new one, baked fish, fried shrimp. All platters include fries and coleslaw, drinks, and our signature apple crumb dessert.
Don't forget about the grilled cheese and tomato soups.
There is one alternative out there. They're really good.
We have the fish sticks, too, for youngsters. Oh, fish sticks and mac and cheese.
Okay. The platters run about $9 to $13.
Correct.
That's right. Pretty good. And the shrimp cake is the $9 platter. Talk about the shrimp cake, because that looked really good. Shrimp and I didn't get cake. To try it.
Well, you got to try the shrimp cake. It's something I thought about last year, because the price of crab meat is getting so expensive. And we want to put out a good quality crab cake. So we said, well, let's offer the guests an alternative to pay a little less, and you can actually buy shrimp a little lot less than crab meat. So I put together a good recipe on shrimp. So we make a shrimp cake that's a little less expensive. And the crab cake, it only went up $1 this year, which is pretty good, because crab meat's around $16, $17 a pound. But by the same token, some people might say, geez, I like it, but I don't want to eat crab cake 6 weeks in a row. So it gives them a shrimp alternative. And believe me or not, that fish we have is tilapia. And I'm telling you, once you try that, the only thing you'll give up for that is the crab cake.
Is that good, Rich?
The fries are the best fries around.
The fries, fries. Yeah, fries delicious. Are good. And we got fries the mac and cheese and fish sticks for the youngsters.
And the price really is good. This is more of a parish event than it is a fundraiser for us. I think it really is more of a fundraiser. It just gets everybody out, gets people away from home, gives you an affordable family meal.
Yep. Yeah, you take the family out at a real low price.
And there was actually a lot of people who came and stayed to eat. I mean, I had to pick up and leave last Friday, but...
I saw those numbers. Really we actually had 75% of the meals were taken, which is the highest it's been... Since we got it going again.
Taken out?
No. Did I say that backwards? Yeah. 75% were eating in.
Okay.
I said that backwards.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, that's good because there were a lot of people.
That's good because the carryout is really convenient for a lot of people, and the fact that all the restaurants offer the carryout, but we offer a decent platter, hot, and we always make sure that the people who are going to get carryout, they call, and we have it pretty much ready for them, nice and hot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, let's move on to some April events. April's pretty light month for us, and that's a good thing because we've been working hard all year. We definitely have our regular business meetings in the first week or two of April. April 10th is our formal business meeting. It looks like on the calendar we've got a blood drive set up for April 13th. Is that date still good?
That's right. Yeah, okay, that's good. That's so good.
Right here in McGivney Hall?
Here at McGivney Hall, and there's a desperate need for blood right now, really desperate need.
And the community comes out. I think we do our standard about 35 units every time we...
Actually, it's closer to 4. We can schedule 54, 55 And we come close to 40, a little over 40 every time. So that's good.
That's awesome.
And that's all pre-order, right? People have to check in before. Yeah, they can't just drop in.
They want you to schedule so that you don't spend a lot of time waiting here. And it tells them how many people send from Red Cross down here to make sure we take care of the people.
Yeah, that's on the AmericanRedCross.org website, I believe it is. And look for blood drives, St. Joseph's.
Right. Put your zip code in and it'll come up.
It'll come up and it'll be easy to sign up for it.
And of course, if you can't do April 13th, it'll show you the other dates and places that are available.
Around Eldersburg, right. Correct.
Absolutely.
Which is really good. Also on the 13th, we have our first highway cleanup of the year. That'll be a busy one because it's the first one. That one's a small group. We meet at the park and ride and work our way down towards Past Hate Funeral Home toward the fire hall and try to pick up in that area.
Yeah, we have it down to Springfield Avenue there in Sykesville. So
right.
Yeah. Usually need about 8 or 10 people there. It's a quick hour. Hour and a half.
Quick hour, yep. Does good. And I tell you what, it's nice to keep our section of the highway nice and clean all the time.
You get out there early Saturday morning, you know, people, there's not too many traffic out there. You can play in the street.
I recommend it.
Thanks, Al. Good idea.
Our Deputy Grand Knight is not suggesting that we play games on Route 32. We look forward to our first exemplification of the year, and that's on the following Sunday, the day after, on April 14th. What's an exemplification?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, Danny, but I mean, sounds since like you're I the be junior knight, maybe you should come here and get
so
to be
I'm a first degree.
You need to be a third degree.
And that'll put me at third degree
that's if, only
if
a half
I came
hour
to
now.
That.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. You've waited so long.
Yeah, you know,
it used to be the first degree was one night, the second degree was another night, the third degree is another night. Now it can all be done in 30 minutes.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
What's the date?
The 14th of April.
All right. 14th of April. I'm calling you. I'm going to make sure you're here for that.
Okay. If we get enough, we'll do a nice little lunch afterward. And
hey, and now that sounds better.
And then they'll be asking you for the fourth degree. When are you going to sign up for the fourth degree?
Yeah. Ain't going to happen. Oh, I mean,
don't say that on the air, Danny.
Sorry. Yeah.
And that's an anybody event. So that'll be following the 10:45 mass. There'll be sort of a quick regroup. And before noon, we'll get that going. And everybody's welcome. Anybody who's interested can pop in and just see how the process goes. Your family can come. It's not like it was a few years ago.
No,
that's a very...
Yeah, it was very clandestine. Mm-hmm. But now it's open and it encourages people to see what's going on and recruit a few more people who want to do things for their family and the church.
Excellent. Agreed.
And finally, our night social in April is on April 24th. I think we're a little too far back to know what that one's going to be, but that's probably one of the last casual ones of the year.
That's TK. To come.
To come. To be determined.
Wouldn't that be TC?
Did you really do that?
To be determined. Although it's April, so there's probably going to be some jokes around there. April Fool's joke. Well, maybe it'll be the second Wednesday of April. No, I'm just kidding. It's always the fourth Wednesday of April. The fourth Wednesday of the month.
And that's a great event. You know,